Oh, happy birthday, radio. Hey, from all of us here at CSAK 93.9 Smithers, BC, hey, we want you to know we love you for being you. You know, simple, honest, maybe a little old-fashioned, but hey, we could use a little more of that these days. You just keep doing what you do. Much love.
Good afternoon. You're listening to 95.9 CKUW, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Mac, and this is my show Racket, and a very special episode since currently we're in the midst of Fun Drive, kind of coming up on our second week here. Very big and exciting things happening for our annual fundraiser event. And one of those things is that I have a very special guest here with me today, my great friend Devo, who is also a musician and performs under the name Witchy Woods, here today to play some songs for you all. So we're just going to get right into that with his first song.
You're listening to 95.9 CKUW, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Mac, and this is my show, Racket. And you just heard a very lovely song live by my very good friend, Devo, also known as Witchy Woods. Hello, Devo.
Hi, Mac. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming. Do you want to tell us what you just played?
So Bedside Flowers is the first song that I wrote for what is eventually going to turn into my debut album. It's a song about my partner, the first song I ever wrote about them, and it's really quite special to me. And I'm hoping to, get in the studio soon and start working on stuff.
It's very exciting. Maybe for the listeners that don't know you very well. I can do my own little blab about what Witchy Woods is, but from my own personal point of view experience, which is a little biased, Devo does write really, really beautiful, heartfelt songs. Very sweet, kind of indie, kind of pop, somewhere in the middle. And yeah, he's just got a full band set up now, which is really exciting. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's been super fun playing with a full band. I still really feel like Witchy Woods is my project, but it's really nice to have some collaborators filling in new parts and kind of bringing new life to a lot of these songs that, I think they've really been missing these other elements. And I love my bandmates. We're all really good friends. It's just fun to fuck around and see what see what happens.
Yeah, totally. Well, I figured since now is the time of year, we are a full week deep into a fun drive now, getting close to our halfway mark of our $60,000 goal, which is super, super exciting. If you would like, our phone lines are up and running right now. You can give us a call right this second. If you pick up your phone and dial 204-774-1877. You can make your pledge now or visit online at ckuw.ca/donate. It's a very special time of year where we ask our community members, you, our listeners, to consider what the radio station means to you and what community radio means to you, and show your appreciation, not just monetarily, but also in spirit. And so I thought we could talk a little bit about what community radio means to us, and I guess specifically for you, Devo, as a local artist who's kind of still breaking out into the scene. What does radio mean to you, Devo?
Opportunities like this are super, super important for artists when they're just starting out. It takes a very long time to make it to commercial radio, and a lot of stars aligning. So community radio is super important to me because it's a chance for me to bring my songs to new listeners and get new ears hearing what I make. Especially like doing live sets like this, it's a chance to kind of be in the spotlight that is usually hard to come by. So I love community radio. It's also, just on a personal note, a great way to find new music. And I really appreciate the curation by actual individuals and not just, being fed some algorithm of new songs. It's nice to hear what people pick and choose to put on their set list for their radio shows. So I do love listening to community radio.
Yeah, there's something a lot more special about it, I think, too. I mean, even just like, obviously me playing your songs is biased because we're friends, but, being able to personally choose that song instead of your song just ending up on an algorithm randomly, maybe there's something a little more special to it.
Yeah, it means a lot more that, somebody intentionally chose to play my song. Rather than just hitting the luck of the draw and having it show up on someone's Discover Weekly or whatever.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just think that, community radio is so important for does a great job at making space for smaller artists. It feels very kind of grassroots, and like, I don't know, it really does feel like a community to be able to, you know, share our music and, yeah, grow our audience.
Yeah, absolutely. On that note, would you like to share some more music? You've got
absolutely
a bunch more songs for us. Which one's up next?
So up next, we've got Forest Green, followed by Hindsight. These are some older songs of mine.
With you, wish I never kissed you. Got the summer blues. Did I mean to you what you meant to me? I'll never know why you had to leave. I took a bitch. I guess I got my way.
Still listening to 95.9 CKUW, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Mac, and this is my show, Racket. And we are in the midst of a very exciting and special live set with Devo, also known as Witchy Woods. Devo, what did you just play?
You just heard my song, Hindsight, and before that was Forest Green.
Very exciting. Forest Green, you can purchase on Bandcamp. Emphasize on purchase, because purchasing music is very important. And maybe that's actually a good seg. Purchasing music instead of streaming, because that's one thing we kind of just touched on briefly before our little song break here. But another thing I wanted to talk about was the limits of the kind of music platforms that we have access to nowadays, whether that be like the evil ones, like, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, or, you know, I know you, Devo, you use Tidal. You know, there's limits to all of these kinds of streaming services, I suppose, just in terms of, you know, what kind of music they feed you, what is easy for you to find versus harder for you to find. And I think kind of the value about community radio, as we were saying before, is that, you know, you're not getting an algorithm. We're not a streaming platform in the same sense. It's a lot more like a very curated, specialized playlist just for you pretty much every single hour of the day, which I think is really exciting. And I do this every week, so it's kind of not as special for me anymore. But I wanted to ask you, Devo, a little bit about your experience kind of putting together playlists, because you've done a couple guest sets on my show before, which has been really, really fantastic and awesome. And yeah, what was your experience like getting to curate for radio and then getting to put everything you curated on air?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Like, I'm a big playlist maker. I have always loved a playlist, like, ever since I was a kid. My parents used to make mix CDs and we would listen to them. So I'm when I make a playlist, even just for my own listening, I'm very careful about the order the songs play in and the, like, general vibe of the playlist. Like, my title is so intense, I have folders of categories of playlists because I have so many. So no, it was a super awesome experience to think about not just, you know, what would I want to listen to on the radio, but what can I introduce people to? How can I bring a certain energy to this set? Like, trying to, like, your show tends to follow a theme every week. And so I was really intentional to kind of pick a theme that I felt kind of represented my tastes, but also was cohesive enough for a full show. And I don't know, it's just so nice to, like, actually sit down and take the time to think about what songs you want to play one after the other, rather than just hitting shuffle on a daily mix or what have you. Like, I don't know, I take playlist making very seriously. Like, when I make a playlist for someone, it's a pretty, like, significant act of love for me. And I don't know, I feel like I really try to tell a story with some of the playlists that I make, and then getting to hear it on air later is just super cool. That, like, damn, I really sat down and took the time to put this together, and now who knows how many people are actually listening to it. So I don't know, it's something that I don't think I have the skill or breadth to do every week, but guesting every once in a while is super fun, because then I get it. It also makes me think critically about what I am listening to and what am I drawn to these days, and what do I think other people would like and all that stuff. So yeah, I don't know, for me a lot of thought goes into it, especially if I'm gonna be sharing a playlist.
Yeah, totally. No, that's very true. I feel like whenever I'm not like listening specifically trying to put something together, I'm not at all intentional when I'm listening to, but I think there's totally value in, yeah, actually sitting down and listening deeply to something, rather than just having it on passively in the background. And I think that's kind of where maybe that community aspect comes in too. Like, you know, everyone listening to the radio right now, we're kind of all just sitting and hanging out, which I think is, which is really cool and awesome. It's like everyone's here kind of in the studio listening in with us, which I think is very sweet and nice and definitely a strong juxtaposition to, yeah, like a streaming service where it's just you and your computer inside your phone, which can be very lonely, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know, I think there's a lot of ways that people can be intentional about the music they listen to and how they're consuming the music they listen to. Like you mentioned, buying my song on Bandcamp. This is something that I'm quite passionate about. The best way to support small artists is buying music, buying merch. And because most of us small artists, even like touring acts, are not making money off of streaming. Like you basically have to be Taylor Swift to make any money from streaming. So I don't know, buying physical copies of music, if somebody's selling vinyl, CDs, cassettes, whatever it may be, that's a huge way to support local music. And then you think about it more, especially if you're buying like a physical copy of the music. You know, you think about it when you want to put on a record, and it's you know, you sit down to listen to it, you stay at the record player to listen it, and or even like throwing a CD on in your car, if your car still lets you do that. But I don't know, I think buying music is a really great way of being intentional, and that, like, it's not always possible, not everybody has the means to be buying everybody's everything on Bandcamp, but you know, my singles are up for $1, and if you can pay your 10-15 bucks a month for your streaming service, an extra $1 to just buy my single on Bandcamp is not, you know,
no, exactly.
I'm not asking the world from that. So it's a pretty easy way to show your support, and then you get to own it. You get to have a download of that music, and it's something that you own, and it's not, you know, it's not a subscription service. And not to get too big picture, but you know, in our current age of the internet, there is less and less and less that you can own, digitally and physically. So I think there's a lot of value in, you know, building up your digital library of music outside of streaming platforms, and building up your physical library of music, and even beyond music, you know, books, movies, all of that stuff. Like, it's really good to be owning things, because these big evil CEOs can just snatch it all away from us at any moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, even just kind of going back to the streaming thing, and like, you know, the 0.000% it is that artists make per stream, you know, it just makes me wonder where the rest of all of that money is going. And, you know, if you're, for instance, yeah, buying your single off of Bandcamp, I know that my $1 is going directly to you, which I think is, I don't know, it feels a lot better in my heart. Because then at least, yeah, I know I'm supporting someone within my community. And I think another thing that, like, you all listeners can think about is, yeah, like, donating right now to FundDrive monetarily, you know, or donations, really, you can set your own price, but we have different incentives starting at $35. And thinking about it, I mean, like, yeah, like, I think I pay maybe $15 a month for my streaming, but, you know, if I pay $35 towards well, I mean, in a donation towards CKUW, I'm getting, you know, 24/7 unlimited music for free. And I also know that I'm supporting the station and keeping it running. While I'm breaking the bank and supporting an evil corporation, which I think is really valuable. And any of you listeners can donate. Right now, our phone lines are open. You can give one of our volunteers a call at 204-774-1877 or go online to ckuw.ca/donate and make your donation there. Yeah, I think we've done quite a bit of blabbing now, so maybe we'll get back to a song.
Absolutely. This next one is called The House on Montague, and it's a song about my grandparents.
Stay right here beside so pretty under that one kitchen light. And as I lay here with my arms around you, I think I'll be alright. Take it slow, don't you know you're the pigs in my best that I've had. Please stay near and never far. I want to live inside your heart. So let's just lay under the stars, and it won't always be this hard. It doesn't feel like fantasy. Oh baby, this is real to me. So let's just let our colors bleed. Our love is nectary.
You're listening to 95.9 CKUW, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. My name is Mac, and this is my show, Racket. I'm here with Devo, a.k.a. Witchy Woods, who just performed Doreen and The House on Montague for us. Thank you, Devo. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So you mentioned you wanted to talk a little bit about The House on Montague?
Yeah, so this song, as of yet, is unreleased. My plan is just to release it as a standalone single. It doesn't really fit into any of my broader projects, but no, this is a really special song to me. I wrote it in 2023, I believe. And yeah, it's a song about what it was like growing up with my grandparents, and kind of my feelings surrounding where they are now. My grandma has pretty significant dementia, and so visits with her are very different than they used to be. She doesn't really speak anymore. And my grandpa has severe arthritis, and he is hopped up on narcotics at all times. So he's usually dreaming that he's traveling, and so conversations with him don't make much sense either. So I don't know, I was looking back on all the things we used to do when I was a kid, and kind of wishfully writing that, you know, even though they're not quite all there anymore, that they still remember those things as fondly as I do.
Yeah, it's a very bittersweet song.
For the first little while after I wrote it, I couldn't get through it without crying.
Yeah, I mean, I can barely hear it without crying. So there's that. Yeah, I feel like, is it fair of me to say that, like, a lot of your songs are very, if they're not, like, an overtly romantic song, like Nectarine, very bittersweet?
Yeah, a lot of them are, especially the songs that, you know, touch less on relationships and more about my own life, like The House on Montague. I would say Higher Ed is another one that you won't hear today, but that's another one of my songs that's pretty bittersweet and mostly about myself. And certainly You've Got Time available to purchase on Bandcamp. you know, those songs, like, I've had such interesting reactions to You've Got Time specifically, where certain people think it's a very hopeful song, which I find hilarious because I wrote it at basically the lowest point of my life thus far.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was me admitting that, like, I don't think it's going to get better, which it did, but, you know, okay. It's that classic coming of age feeling that, you know, you turn 20 and the world is crumbling down around you. But some people think it's a nice song. And I mean, I certainly dressed it up to sound much happier than the lyrics would indicate. So maybe people are getting tricked by my bubbly pop noises and not so much the content. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like my approach to songwriting is very personal and tends to be fairly introspective. To borrow words from my favorite artist, Lorde, I always talk about these lightning moments that I hold on to and write about later. And, you know, they may to other people seem pretty insignificant, but I don't know, there's just certain moments in my mind that I hold on to and then write them into my music. And so everything I make is extremely personal. And so, I don't know, it took a while for me to feel a little less vulnerable performing a lot of these songs because it's truly me showing and bearing my soul for the world to see through these songs and through the poetry. Yeah, so I don't know. It's an interesting way to write, and it makes my writing process tend to be very slow. And, you know, I feel like I get to points in my life where I have to stop writing and I just have to start living so that I have things to write about. But I don't know, in the future, I'm interested in drawing inspiration from elsewhere and telling other stories in my writing and not just the innards of my heart.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the innards is a very classic, like, singer-songwriter place to start.
Yeah, exactly. It's certainly an easy place to start, but I don't know, it also just feels so much like me to be so truthful. I've always, like, there's certain songs in my life that I've just held so close to me. Like, truly all of my memories of my life are attached to music in some way, and so it kind of only makes sense for me to write from that place.
Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. our fund drive phone lines are still open and on. In order for us at CKUW to keep having awesome people like Devo on our shows and keep our station running, it's really crucial that we get some donations from our listeners. It's really, really important that we keep this station afloat and keep this community alive and keep supporting local artists. And so if you'd like to give us a call, our phone number is 204-774-1877. That's 204-774-1877. Or you could also visit online to pledge at ckuw.ca/donate. Depending on what amount you donate, there's different incentive levels with some pretty awesome prizes. The art this year is by Natalie Mark. It's a very, very cute illustration, and I desperately need the tote with that illustration on it, aside from my desperate need to donate to CKUW to keep this station running, of course. Devo, do you want to play another song for us?
Absolutely. This next one you'll hear is called Scorpio Eyes.
Sleeping in on the weekend, I wake up next to the love of my life. You're my best friend. I'll tell you a secret, but only if you keep it. Holding hands in my pocket, when I'm with you I can breathe. Swept off my feet. So fine, let's go for a drive. We kiss at every red light. Take you home after midnight. I give the moon and the stars to stay in your arms. Telling you of my past lives, stepped into my head. I showed you around, Scorpio eyes. You didn't run and hide. You took my hand and you smiled. Guess I'll be here a while. Now it's been almost 2 years. Let go of my fears. So fine, Scorpio eyes. You're my best friend. You look so fine, Scorpio eyes. You're my best friend. So fine, Scorpio eyes. You're my best friend. You look so fine, Scorpio eyes.
You're listening to 95.9 CKUW, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Mac, and this is my show, Bracket. And I'm here with my lovely, lovely, special Fun Drive guest, Devo, also known as Witchy Woods. And they just played the song Scorpio Eyes for us. Thank you for playing that.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it. And just a reminder to our listeners and those who maybe have just tuned in, our Fun Drive fundraiser phone lines are up and running. There's volunteers sitting, clawing at the bottoms of their seats, waiting for you to call them. And the phone number is 204-774-1877. That's 204-774-1877 to give them a call. Or you can pledge online at ckuw.ca/donate. I've had this one big topic of conversation that I've been sitting on, particularly to talk about with Devo, because I know that he is very passionate about this. And that is CanCon, Canadian content. As a Canadian radio station, we have certain obligations to play like a certain number of Canadian content per hour, et cetera, et cetera. And also to support local, of course, which I'm always excited and happy to do. But yeah, I don't know. I thought we would just take a minute to talk about CanCon and appreciate CanCon and how like integral Canadian artists are, I think, to Canadian radio in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. I am so CanCon pilled right now. I cannot stop talking about it. And it's really heated rivalry that got me so into CanCon, because I'm watching all of these Americans watching the show and hearing Feist for the first time. And I'm feeling very holier than thou about it, because I've heard those songs live not once but twice. But I love CanCon. I'm so happy that we have these regulations in place, because it really, it's one of the few areas where we have kind of a unified, defined Canadian culture. And like, there's a lot of Canadian songs that kind of don't break CanCon containment. And so we live in this really interesting place where there's these songs that have never charted anywhere else, but everybody knows them if you're Canadian, mm-hmm. because they always get played on the radio every week. And still to this day, you can go into a Dollarama and hear the same songs over and over and over again. But yeah, I don't know. I just think that it's such a beautiful thing that we have these regulations in place to promote Canadian music and other Canadian media within the country. And again, it helps small artists start to get off the ground. And I don't know, I think it makes Canadian radio a lot more exciting and interesting than if it was just, you know, the American top 40. You know, we're hearing songs that are not likely ever going to be played in the States on their radio stations, but they're huge hits up here. And yeah, I think it's so special that it's such a, I don't know, it's so ingrained into our culture that everything's a little bit Canadian. And like, even I've been seeing on Twitter lately, Tate McRae said, "Y'all know I'm Canada down," and everyone has been coming out of the woodwork to post all of their favorite Canadian content all over Twitter. And I am actually finding out how much of what I watched as a kid and even now, how much of it is Canadian only. Yeah. And, you know, there's things that are so essential to what we grew up on that, you know, no one anywhere else has ever seen. And I think that's beautiful.
No, totally. I feel like, yeah, in the process of just having my radio show and like having to be conscious of what artists I'm playing, like where they're from, I know there are so many bands that I had never realized were Canadian. Like Metric, for instance. I had no idea Metric was Canadian.
Oh my God. CanCon Beauties, my favorite from Time.
Exactly. But yeah,
you still, that's what I'm talking about when I talk about Dollarama, is Metric. You can go hear Help I'm Alive or Sick Muse in a Dollarama today.
Which is perfect. Exactly what I would want to hear in a Dollarama. But yeah, I don't know. It's so interesting, I think, how like inundated we are with like American media. I mean, like, I guess it makes sense they're our neighbors, but even, like, we can be more inundated. And I think I'm like this, too, even just noticing the music that I listen to, and most of it's, like, by, like, Americans. And so I think it's really cool to have to, like, search out these Canadian artists. I mean, it kind of sucks that I actively have to search them out and that they're not easier for me to find, but there's so much cool stuff going on in Canada and, like, in Winnipeg, too, that... honestly, like, it wouldn't be hard to build a whole music library just from Canadian content, which I think is so awesome. And we've got so much of it here in the studio, which is really, really exciting. So much I've never heard of, too. There's, like, endless, endless music.
Yeah, and I don't know, I'd love to see more community radio shows playing, like, 100% Canadian playlists on their set. Like, I think... especially here in Winnipeg, it'd be so easy. Like, you could play all Winnipeg artists on your radio show for weeks just from Winnipeg. Like, there's so much out there, and supporting community radio is a great way to, you know, keep it alive and discover new Canadian content that you might not have heard otherwise.
Exactly. And on that note, another reminder to anyone who's just tuned in or has been listening, our phone lines are up and running. If you would like to give us a call and make a donation to keep the station running so we can keep on playing tons of Canadian and local content, you can give us a call at 204-774-1877, or you can make a pledge online at ckuw.ca/donate. Yeah, this has been such an awesome Fun Drive episode. I'm really sad that it's already coming to a close, but for you listeners, there's still lots of really awesome stuff coming up. Band for Band is up next, and Christine and Winnie are having a different local artist, Leith Ross, on to play some tunes, which will be sick. So keep on listening, and I think we've just got one more song left for you. Is that right?
So my last song is a little bit of a callback. I opened this set with the song Bedside Flowers, and what I'm about to play next I have called the Bedside Flowers Reprise, and you'll notice a little callback to the lyrics of the original song. So this is my favorite song I've ever written, and it sounds much better with my full band, so make sure to watch for show announcements, come to my shows. It's another great way to support local artists.
Follow I hope you enjoy Woods on Instagram.
Thank you.
Doing a plug for you. Yeah, stay tuned. Devo puts on a really awesome set. And yeah, like he said, the full band really pulls it all together. But I am still really excited to hear this solo version. So yeah, let's get into it. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and this is Bedside Flowers Reprise.
such thing as wasted time.